106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. A couple of stories this week in Canmore about public art. One of those having to do with Leslie Russell, the Locked Door piece, Rotary Friendship Park, that was vandalized last weekend. They're keeping it up in a way, a bit of an artistic statement about, you know, the affordable housing issue.
Of course they're keeping it up, Rob. It's about how fragile our housing situation is. If some drunk bros after hours from the bars can come and rip up the vapor barrier, it speaks to, I think, some of our attitudes as a community when it comes to housing as well.
Sure. It might speak to some of our attitudes of what happens on a Saturday night at 2 a.m. as well in town, but, you know.
It's all part of the art piece. It's all, you know what? Honestly, when it went up, I was like, someone's going to do something to this.
The other story has to do with the fact that the town of Canmore is looking for their next big public art project, and they've got $100,000 to essentially give to an artist to make it happen.
I myself have sat on the art jury before. The call out is for Canadian artists. So this is a Canada-wide call out, and it means it's a really big commission for the town of Canmore. We have smaller ones that are just for local artists. Mm. And they've picked the location, which I think is wonderful, along Cougar Creek, the lower bridge. It is a perfect opportunity for an artist to somehow, through the piece that they propose, speak to how, as a community, we suffered through the flood and when we came together and supported each other. There's signage up right now to indicate what the site is, but the call is out for artists who are interested to submit their portfolios.
Even though it is a Canada-wide call, it would be cool if it went to a local artist. I think as a local artist and someone who might have lived through the 2013 flood, you sort of understand the unique emotion connected to that that might not be prevalent with someone who never lived through an experience like that.
Cougar Creek has, I think, become a touchstone for us. You look at it and it is different than it was before 2013. The concrete mats, it's still in a transitionary stage with all the work going on. Landscaping has not even come close to being done because so much work still needs to be done in that watershed, but it's a great visible location. Cougar Creek residents affected by the flood who live along the creekway have been informed about the location as a possibility. Not a lot of concerns were raised there. Some concerns always get raised about appropriateness of public art, but we have a lot of public art in Canmore, and I think that speaks to the type of community we are. We have a massive tax base. The amount of property in Canmore equals $6.2 billion.
Wow.
And as residents, we contribute $3 a year towards public art within how we pay taxes. So that is a firm commitment from our elected officials to support art.